Bonnie from Edmonds.
Hey, Dr. Wright.
Hello, ma'am.
Talk to you once again.
Yes,
hey,
ma'am.
The lithium also helps with gout, right?
Yes, ma'am. It helps to keep the uric acid from crystallizing into a long, thin, skinny, painful needle crystal.
Right. Okay. And I thought I heard you say a vitamin C along with that is good.
Well, for the gout, yes, because what the researchers found is that with, and it was a couple grams of vitamin C twice a day, but what they found is that helps sweep the uric acid out of the bloodstream and out through the kidneys. And so somebody, either an editorial or something, said, oh, my goodness, that's bad for you. It'll just give you uric acid kidney stones. And what they forgot totally was there was and still is a patent medicine on the market that works, that is prescribed regularly by conventional medical doctors, which does exactly the same thing. It sweeps the uric acid out of the body and into the kidneys. And there are no reports out there that I've been able to find that this patent medicine has caused uric acid kidney stones. So I'm thinking that the vitamin C will probably behave like the patent medicine and not cause uric acid kidney stones. And in all the people I've worked with since these publications came out, nobody's gotten the kidney stone. So there you go, ma'am.
Okay, great. And the main reason I had called is I've been taking your Remind, and I just got a new bottle. I am also subscribing to the Green Medicine newsletter. But I heard earlier today on another health show something about, you were talking about the brain cells that get old and tired and they don't do their job and they clog the brain to get the messages through to the healthy
cells. Yes, ma'am.
And so this doctor was talking about that happens all over your body.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and so would the Remind help the rest of the body as well then?
Of course.
I would assume so, huh?
You are exactly right. It's going to help go after those, so what they're called officially now in the so-called scientific literature, they're called senolytics. Those are things that clean out senile cells, and they work all over the body. S-E-N-O-L-Y-T-I-C-S, senolytics.
Okay, could you spell, I'm sorry, the N-O-T?
Okay, S-E-N-O-L-Y-T-I-C-S.
L-Y-T-I-C-S. Okay, thank you so much. So I'm taking the prescribed amount that you were talking about for the brain. Do you want to take more than for the whole body or just keep on that same?
Okay. Now, I wouldn't take more than Remind because, remember, we don't want to go past a certain amount with lithium particularly. Lithium is very important for building new brain cells and other good things in the brain, but we don't want to go too high. So, if you want to take a senolytic for the rest of the body, you can look at the other two ingredients in Remind, which happen to be carnosine, which is quite inexpensive in your local health food store, and tocotrienols, which are a little more expensive. They're a special form of vitamin E. And you could just, if it were me and I was watching my budget and yet wanted to get results and wanted to get results, I would stick with the carnosine. There's no harm done in taking a couple grams more of that if you feel like it.
Okay. But not the other three that are in the Remind?
Particularly not the lithium, ma'am. We need to be careful with that. Now, I got to agree that if you look it up in the medical literature, it seems the overdose amount starts at 40 milligrams, but I just don't want to go anywhere close to 40 milligrams just to be safe.
Okay. So the priority complex that you have, there's four different elements there, the one that you mentioned, but the other three we don't need to deal with.
No, you don't, because for senolytic effect, because the carnosine is a major one there.
You're right. Okay. All right. So I can just take some more extra carnosine. Okay.
There you go, ma'am.
Thank you very much, Dr. Wright. Appreciate your work.
Well, you're welcome. And thanks for trying to stay healthy and telling us all about how to do it. I appreciate that, ma'am.